have people thinking that they're getting messages from the Spirit. And they stand up in the assembly and they got a message from the Spirit. Well, God doesn't speak through the Word apart from the Spirit. We'll come back to that. But God doesn't speak through the Spirit apart from the Word. Because whose Word is it? It's the Spirit's Word. This is why back in chapter 1 of the Confession of Faith, these things are linked together. So in paragraph 5, talking about why we believe the Bible is the Word of God, yet notwithstanding our full persuasion and assurance of the infallible truth, divine authority thereof is from the inward work of the Holy Spirit. Inward work of the Holy Spirit bearing witness by and with the Word in our hearts. Do you want to hear God speak? Then you go to the Word and you ask God to speak to you by His Spirit through Scripture. He will speak in no other way. This is what we mean by the sufficiency of Scripture. We've seen its authority. Here's the sufficiency. Paragraph 6, the whole counsel of God concerning all things necessary for His own glory, man's salvation, faith and life, is either expressly set down in Scripture or by good and necessary consequence may be deduced from Scripture, unto which nothing at any time used to be added, whether by new revelations of the Spirit or traditions of men. So please, please, please understand that the Spirit only is going to speak to you and to the church through His Scripture. He's very jealous about that. And Christ is very jealous about that. In fact, God is offended if we claim a message from Him that He did not take the time to give to us in Scripture. We're basically saying the Bible is not enough. And that would offend you if you gave a person instructions they decided to add to it. And it offends God. The Scriptures are authoritative, but they are the only rule of faith and practice. Which leads us to the third inference, and that is, well, how then does the Spirit speak to us in Scripture? And that is by what we call illumination. In the very ministry that Christ says He will have to the apostles, He has in us now through the Scriptures as the remembrancer and the revealer. Think how often in Psalm 119, for example, the psalmist cries out to the Spirit to teach him or give him instruction. One example, open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things in your law. Now what I find remarkable about that is that this was an inspired writer of Scripture who's saying, and understand any other passage of Scripture, he had to have the Spirit as his tutor. The Spirit must be the one who will illumine his understanding. And you and I need to approach Scripture in this way. Consciously depending upon the Holy Spirit to help us understand what we are reading. Now this is not divorced from using the proper means of Bible study and of searching the Scripture. We are to use the means of Scripture interpreting Scripture, and we take words in their plain sense, and we must study and compare. But we don't do so in our own strength or independence. We do so asking the Spirit to explain to us. Perhaps you've had the experience. I've had it on many occasions. Where you've stumbled over a passage of Scripture, you just have puzzled and you're crying out to God to teach you, and you look at some cross references and whatever, and you're meditating on it, and suddenly the lights come on. Have you had that? That's the work of the Holy Spirit, doing exactly which is His work now with the Scriptures. For Christ is going to speak to you through the Word and the Spirit. And He's the remembrancer. Now, this is probably the most frustrating thing for us is where did I read this? Or where does it say that? Or simply forgetting. And so many times I've used, and John uses the same thing with chains Bible reading calendar, which means I have read through the New Testament some almost 100 times in the last 50 years, and the Old Testament at least 50. It's quite remarkable, the things that I've forgotten. but it's also the things I've not seen before. Remember, truth is a building thing. And that's part of the beauty is, oh man, I've never seen that. Maybe I didn't, forgot it. That's possible too. But, so we cry out to the Spirit, not only help us understand, help us remember. And then you'll find that you have an opportunity to counsel somebody or to witness. And you've had this experience too. You think of a verse of scripture. It just comes into your mind because the Spirit took what you have put in there in dependence upon Him. And He brings it out now for you. This is a very important part of preaching. And this is why, before I preach, I pray both for illumination and unction. For part of this work of the Spirit now is, yes, to make the Word clear to us. Now, I have to be praying for illumination while I'm preparing, but also part of His work now through Scripture is He takes the Word of God preached and He makes it the living Word of Christ. And that's a supernatural act. But it's the work of the Spirit. And there's a knitting together then of heart and mind of preacher and hearer as the Spirit is, Christ is speaking by His Spirit to us in preaching. And this is why preaching is so important. Your daily Bible study is very important if you're going to have the Spirit speak to you. Family reading and worship is important. But the most important means by which God converts and sanctifies is public preaching. This is where Christ and the Spirit prominently exercise what Christ is promising to us here in John chapter 14. Do you cherish your Bibles? Do you cherish reading them and studying them and teaching them to your children and grandchildren? But above all, do you cherish preaching? And you're clamoring for more, not less. And you attend upon it with great diligence and expectation and prayer. Yes, because it's the Spirit who will work through preaching. So we have the authoritative Word. We have the complete sufficient Word. We have the Spirit's ministry to us through the Word in reading and preaching, which brings us then to one other inference, and that is a question. Have you experienced what I'm talking about? Do you know of the Spirit's work in Scripture? Or as I said last night, do you love the Scriptures? Do you have a taste for spiritual things? Do you love reading and having God teach you from the Word? Do you love preaching? Are you aware of the Spirit's work in your life? Because if you're not, the warning is you've not yet been converted. We saw last night, earlier here in John 14, after Christ promises the Spirit, verse 17, it's the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it does not see Him or know Him. And a very good way to test yourself, which the Bible tells you to do, whether you're in Christ, is do you know, do you understand, do you love and appreciate the role of the Holy Spirit in your life? If not, there's a very good chance that you're yet unconverted. And I don't say that to be mean. I say that because I love you. You wouldn't care much for the doctor if you went to him and he discovered that you had treatable cancer and didn't bother to tell you. He didn't want to hurt your feelings. He didn't want to make you scared. I do want to scare you. I want the Spirit to scare you. If you're not converted today, I don't want you sitting here comfortable. I don't want you walking out those doors feeling good about yourself. No. I want you to see your desperate condition. Why? Because I'm offering you the only solution. The one who said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. Oh, dear friends, don't leave this room today unless you're absolutely certain that you're resting in Christ alone as your Savior.
Thus you have the Holy Spirit abiding with you, dwelling in you. He then is your teacher, and we shall continue to grow from grace to grace and strength to strength. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Spirit through whom you've given us this word in both the Old and New Testaments, a perfect, infallible word, a word that has no error, a word that is complete and sufficient, a word that we need nothing else but the Spirit to speak to us through this word. We pray for that ministry and that we will grow in our grasp of truth. And we do pray, Lord, if there are those here this day who have not yet known the work of the Spirit, that even now they would experience that in his drawing them in faith through the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.